Well, I think the unnecessary nature of it is probably the biggest issue for me. There's an awful lot of animal cruelty out there in relation to how we do scientific experimentations, produce our food, but that cruelty is deemed to be legal and necessary. I question the cruelty that occurs in rodeos, how it could possibly be necessary, how that could be a defence.
What sort of cruelty, though, in rodeos? Because, as we'll hear from Diane Hallam in a moment, they are working under very strict regulations.
They may well be under strict regulations, but I had this discussion via media with the Alstonville Rodeo president, Tony Rippon, earlier in the year when there were issues around that. And he said that there was, you know, really that it's unnecessary for us to be concerned because only five animals had been euthanized in the previous 20 years. So quite clearly animals are injured. If you actually read government inquiries, there's lots of evidence that goes to the point that there are injuries that animals suffer. And if particularly around the issue of calf roping, that's particularly cruel, but also the injuries that animals sustain with the flank ropes, and also the psychological stress that's caused by electric cattle prods as well, as they are prodded to go into the ring.
And we'll hear from Diane Pallard in a moment. She is saying that the animals are bred specifically for use in areas such as this.
Well, I have no idea what that means. A bull is a bull. The reality is that they're given tight flank straps and they're given cattle prods to get out into the arena. The other issue is it's entertainment. It says quite clearly in the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act that unless you can establish that it is necessary, you shouldn't be causing any level of distress to animals. How is it necessary when it is a form of entertainment?
There have been a lot of comments on our Facebook pages, both for and against. Is there ongoing regulation of the rodeo industry in terms of the RSPCA and animal welfare and so on?
Okay, a couple of things I'd like to say. First of all, it is the RSPCA's position that they oppose rodeos, and that's quite clear. That's in their policy work, and it says that they have grave concerns about the amount of injuries that animals can suffer in rodeos. The other issue that I'd like to draw attention to is that under Section 20 of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act in New South Wales, it clearly prohibits the following: animal containing, releasing and catching competitions. Now, to you and I think we would both agree that that describes a rodeo. So that's in the Act. The only reason that they're able to continue is the industry was able to get an exemption that was put into the regulations to specifically exempt rodeos. And yet, if a whole bunch of animal welfare and animal industry people recognise by putting into the specific legislation, Section 20, that animals should not be contained, released and caught in a competition, how can it be justified?
Well, if that legislation exists, that Regulation 20, are you also now working towards having that overturned?
Well, there's very little resources in this area, but that's certainly something that I say that we have our eye on. I'm quite concerned about the fact that rodeos continue to operate despite Section 20 of the Act, which clearly says animal containing, releasing and catching competitions are prohibited.